Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Jennifer, and I'm calling from National Opinion Surveys. I'm not selling anything. I'm just conducting a survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. How are you today?
I'm well, thank you.
That's great to hear. Now, may I ask, first, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone? I know I'm calling on a cell phone, so. Okay, so I will make this as quick as possible, and I really appreciate your time. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Okay. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
Yes.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Would you definitely vote, probably vote, are chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely vote.
Thank you. May I please know what is your age?
74.
Wow, you sound pretty young. Thank you.
No, thank you.
Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white, black, African American, Hispanic, Asian?
White.
White, thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction on which the country is headed?
Satisfied.
Thank you. I would like to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any numbers from 0 to 100 depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of this person or organization, please say so. So how do you feel about your local school board?
80%.
Thank you. 80? Okay. What about the public charter schools?
40.
Thank you. How about Black Lives Matter or BLM? Hello? I'm so sorry, you were cutting off.
80.
Thank you. 80. Thank you. How about critical race theory or CRT?
Okay.
Joe Biden?
90.
Donald Trump?
0.
The American Federation of Teachers of AFT.
Say that again, please.
Yes. How do you feel about the American Federation of Teachers, or AFT?
I'm not familiar with that.
You have never heard of them? That's okay. All right. What about the public school teachers?
Eighty-five.
Okay. And public schools?
100.
Thank you. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the United States? Would you say this is excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
I guess I'm not familiar with rating those on a countrywide basis.
Okay. Remember that there is not wrong or right question. This is just based on your perception. It's just generally speaking. What would you think? About the quality.
I would say, I'd say 65.
Okay. The options that I got on how you can rate the quality or, yeah, the quality of public schools is either excellent, good, just fair, or poor.
Could you say the question, please?
Yes. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in the United States? Would you say the quality is excellent, good, just fair, or is it poor?
Fair.
Fair. Okay, just fair. Next, would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Yes.
Okay, so would you say that public schools or charter schools do a better job at educating students?
Public.
Okay, would you say is public much more better or somewhat better?
Somewhat better.
Thank you. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that it's very important for public schools to prepare students. 5 means that it's somewhat important for public schools to prepare students. And 0 means that it's not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding this topic. You can use any numbers between 0 to 10. So in other words, I will give you a list of topics, and you will score them on a scale from 0 to 10. The important do you think that that is for public schools to prepare students on that topic? So the first topic I got is, how important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students on develop critical thinking skills using the skills from 0 to 10?
Okay, what was the topic again?
Develop critical thinking skills.
Critical. Say that again, please.
Yes, I'm so sorry. Critical thinking skills.
Eight.
Thank you. What about grasp the academic basis of the reading, writing, and math?
9.
Be ready for higher education like college?
8.
Develop social skills?
9.
Compete for and get good jobs in the future global market?
10.
Understand the value of diversity and how to navigate an increasingly diverse world?
9.
I appreciate that. Let's move on to the next question. Would you say that your state, would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Not enough, okay. Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory or the CRT? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
As much as you may have heard, critical race theory or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about political or politics?
Political.
Would you agree to that or disagree?
Agree.
Okay, would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Thank you. How much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools? A lot, a little, or nothing at all?
A lot.
Thank you. Please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Statement 1. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Do you agree or disagree to that statement?
Agree.
Would that be a strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly agree.
Okay. What about public school students should learn the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today?
I agree. It should be.
Okay. Strongly agree or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship. Do you agree to that or disagree?
Disagree.
Would that be a strongly disagree or somewhat disagree?
Strongly disagree.
Thank you. Moving on. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one on the list is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including software certification and licensing requirements. Do you oppose or do you support?
Which profession?
It says raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession.
Would you strongly support that? Strongly support.
Thank you. What about adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools? Would you support or
strongly
oppose
support.
To that?
Strongly support.
Thank you. What about removing books from school's library that contain sensitive or controversial topics?
I strongly disagree.
Strongly oppose.
I oppose removing, yes.
Okay. Well, the question says removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics. So would you agree to that or disagree to that idea?
I disagree removing.
Okay. Increasing teacher pay?
Strongly agree.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation?
Strongly agree.
I appreciate it. Some U.S. cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. This new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public schools curriculum? Do you strongly support, somewhat support, strongly oppose, or strongly oppose? I'm sorry, somewhat oppose or strongly oppose? Strongly support. Thank you. Now, I'm going to reuse some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate each using an scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that it's somewhat convincing argument, and 0 means that it's not convincing argument. You may use any numbers from 0 to 10. The first statement I got is, history teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of the nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but also they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future. What score would you give to that? Do you think that is very convincing, not convincing? You can choose any numbers from 0 to 10. 0 means that it's not convincing at all. 5 means that it's somewhat convincing. And 10, very convincing.
I guess I need to know the topic again.
Yeah, of course.
Just real quickly.
Yeah, of course. History teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history.
I agree, so, I agree with that. Teachers teaching history.
Okay. So it's very convincing?
Very.
Thank you. Working for diverse classrooms and inclusive lessons isn't just the right thing to do. It's also the smart move for kids of all races. Students improve their critical thinking and problem-solving skills when they learn alongside classmates from different cultures and backgrounds. And exposure to diversity helps prepare them to navigate our increasingly diverse world, a skill that challenges an employer's value. Do you find it not at all convincing, somewhat convincing, or very convincing argument?
Very convincing.
Thank you. We don't allow non-experts to yell at doctors about how to perform surgery or at carpenters and electricians about how to build a house. It should be the same with teachers. Teachers have spent years or even decades earning their credentials and studying their subject matter. So teachers should decide what include in the school's curriculum, not parents, and certainly not politicians. Do you find it not at all convincing, and what convincing, or very convincing?
Very convincing.
I appreciate it. We're almost done. We just got a couple of questions.
But I'm running out of energy.
Oh, let's do this as fast as I can. Sometimes over the course of a survey, people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school curriculum. Do you strongly agree, somewhat agree, somewhat disagree, or strongly disagree to that statement?
I agree that the teachers should have the ability to do so.
Thank you. Would you strongly agree to that or somewhat agree?
Strongly.
Thank you. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Strongly agree.
I appreciate it. Thank you. Switching gears.
Hello? 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 Hello?
Hi, hello. This is Jennifer again. I'm so sorry. We lost connection for a moment.
I didn't know what to do. I sat here and then I just hung up. So.
Oh, no. I'm so sorry about that. Oh, yes. I was just asking about the last year of schooling you have completed. I had the options that I have is first to 11th grade, high school graduate, some college or vocational certificate, college graduate or bachelor's degree, postgraduate or master.
College graduate.
I appreciate it. Which of the following best describes your work situation? Are you employed, retired, disabled, unemployed, student, or homemaker?
Retired.
Thank you. Okay. Are you married, unmarried, living with a partner, single, separated, divorced, or widow?
Married. Married.
Okay. Thank you so much. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
A Democrat.
Would that be a strong Democrat or not a strong Democrat?
Strong Democrat at this point in my life. The Republicans don't have anything for me.
Okay, I respect that. Do you have any children 18 years of age or younger living in your household?
Yes.
Thank you. Which of the following describes your child's or children's school? Is it a public school, charter school, private school, homeschool?
Public school.
Thank you. Thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very conservative, somewhat conservative, moderate, somewhat liberal, or very liberal?
Moderate.
Thank you. How often do you attend church or religious services? Twice a week or more? Every week? Once or twice a month? Several times a year? Hardly ever or never?
Hardly ever.
Thank you. For each of the following descriptions I read, please tell me if this applies to you personally or to someone in your household. Is a born-again evangelical or fundamentalist Christian?
None of those.
Does it apply to you or to anyone in your house? No, it does not apply, okay? Is an educator such as teacher, professor, or classroom aide?
No, there's none of us.
Thank you. How would you describe the area where you live? Is it urban, suburban, or rural?
Suburban.
Thank you. Perfect. These are all the questions that I had for you today. I thank you so much for all your time and patience you had with me.
Okay. Good luck in your endeavor.
Thank you. I hope you have a beautiful day ahead.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Thank you.